ABC Radio Australia.
Australia's Greens political party will introduce a bill to Parliament offering immediate evacuation of the remaining asylum seekers and refugees in PNG and Nauru. The bill will offer the roughly 150 people a move to temporarily live in Australia until they're resettled in a third country. It comes as Australia approaches almost 10 years of its offshore detention policy, which stopped any asylum seekers travelling to Australia by boat from being resettled in the country. And one of those refugees living in Papua New Guinea is Nurul Islam. 10 years ago, he fled Bangladesh by boat, hoping to find safety in Australia. Nurul was one of thousands of asylum seekers sent to either Papua New Guinea or Nauru by the Australian government as part of its controversial offshore processing policy that started in 2012 to try and deter others from making dangerous trips to Australia. He told reporter Jordan Fennell he welcomes the attempt from the Greens to introduce the bill.
Yeah, that's good news for me. Yeah, that's good, very good. This process is a long time, so 10 years gone. So they take every year, they take some little. That means a very slow process.
And the process that they want to go through is to bring people from PNG and Nauru to Australia temporarily and then move them to a third country. What are your thoughts about if you were involved in that sort of process?
My process is last month I have interview with UNHCR for New Zealand. They say it take will maybe 1 year to 6 months to 1 year.
So you were in contact with UN Asia, is that right?
Yeah.
About being resettled in New Zealand?
Yeah. I was resettled in New Zealand. They send my all documents in New Zealand. If they accept, they will take me on in New Zealand.
Well, I didn't realize you were in that process. How are you feeling about potentially being resettled in New Zealand?
I think this is better than PNG.
Because you currently live in PNG with your family at the moment. How are you going right now? I know you've been in PNG for many years. How are you feeling at the moment living in PNG?
It's very, very bad. I'm feeling very bad. Not good.
Are you able to elaborate at all about what exactly makes you feel about it being so bad?
About it, PNG not safety and don't have any not good treatment, not safety, not good treatment. I also don't have any available for work. So I can now don't have not have opportunity for work.
Although you're currently on this process of potentially being resettled in New Zealand, with this idea that the Australian politicians have at the moment about bringing refugees and asylum seekers back to Australia, then to a third country, what do you think is needed to be put in place to make sure that transition is successful for people like yourself or others that you know who are asylum seekers and refugees in PNG?
If they bring them in Australia, so we're very happy in Australia. If we go in Australia, we are very happy. I'm very happy in Australia. So then they settle in third countries, doesn't matter. So we are I don't like stay in PNG.
And do you have other refugees and asylum seekers who are with you in your community at all?
Yes, we are six of us. So one is Sudanese, three Iranis, and one Bangladesh. We are two Bangladeshis.
And what are their feelings about staying in PNG at the moment?
Yeah, all of them same. All of them same. They don't like staying here in PNG.
Do you think those around you, the asylum seekers and refugees, would take up Australia's offer of moving temporarily to Australia and then being resettled in another country?
Yeah, they are. I think they are all of them agree to go in Australia, move Australia, and then settle in another country.